replacing our drawers now as adults.
I should probably replace mine more often.
This is embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying.
Not often.
Y'all living with holes? Are we living with holes still?
Absolutely.
Huh? Damn.
I'm not even my beaters, not my underwear. I've
you
gotten over that.
You still the beaters?
Yeah.
You make too much money for that. I'm putting my
I just
down.
Started throwing them away, but it hurts.
It did. Why?
Like,
I
don't
buy
know.
A whole nother pack. Like
yo,
what?
I bought somebody a gift of some white beaters because it was as a joke, right? But I realized it was a 10 pack. You know how much that shit was?
$25.
$50. $30. I was like, what the fuck? This is why I don't want to buy shit.
But then you get mad when you buy a pack, and as soon as one get a hold of it, it's like, I just bought yep. you, and that's why I'm going to keep wearing mm-hmm. it.
So. It's crazy. Before, because my mother called me out on it, because I was keeping them, and I wasn't using bleach on my beaters. And they weren't
yo, he's
even
a nasty
white.
Man. Yo.
Yo, they weren't even yo, white.
Hey, if people don't see him.
You have beige beaters on.
I definitely
see him in the
and I didn't realize how beige they were until like I knew it. And now you put it up. You're like, shit.
So what's Bree's reaction to the holy beaters?
Oh, she hated them.
Duh.
She's like, why you don't throw that shit away?
Mm-hmm. Use them as rags.
Yeah.
Like, that's what beaters used to be used in our house.
They are
that.
Rags. My sweat. Yo.
So you basically don't have beaters on. You got tank tops.
Well, now I do. I'm better now.
So there's no elastic.
No.
It's just.
I've been buying the Gildan because they're cheapest.
You got to buy
Gildan,
some.
They're terrible.
You
they're
buy
terrible.
Some to hold you.
But you can get a lot of them.
Right.
And I feel better about myself.
But I like to be held. I need to be held in the mines. Mm-mm. My underwear, too, I need
so
to be
what's,
held.
What's your go-to brand?
It's actually a brand. There's a brand that's on Amazon that Sherelle bought me. I actually haven't bought them.
Well, excuse me. You hear that, Bree?
Nah, my babe, look out. She looks out. And my drawers, I don't wear anything but like the. They look like what's the athletic shorts we used to wear?
Oh wow, yo, you're bougie.
I can't.
I mean, we knew that. He.
Yeah,
was.
You know, I don't know why I'm acting
you
like I'm brand
new. You can't treat yourself with anything. Please get some good drawers. Y'all don't think y'all drawers should be high quality? You got to be in them shits all the time.
Hanes ain't good.
I mean, I don't really wear
you
them.
You gotta
that
get
often,
away from Hanes.
So.
If you still wear Hanes, why are you wearing Hanes still? Why are you still wearing
Hanes? I got
Hanes
right now.
Have you ever tried some Ethica drawers?
No, they're too expensive. Yeah, I'll be cheap on some dumb shit.
I haven't
sometimes.
Bought Ethica drawers. I want those for Christmas.
You what, really?
Yeah.
Ethica?
So
I've heard of those, though.
The difference in underwear, you feel different wearing good underwear, yo.
Is it different than the like the compression shorts? Because I wear them more than
yeah,
underwear
like
a, during the week sometimes.
But compression, they're underwear that's like compression
shit.
Shorts.
So it's the same shit. Oh, that got this.
So like, but they so I'm saying not just your compression shorts, but they're the underwear actually. They're still breathable, like they feel like compression shorts on you.
Huh. Hmm. So you're wearing compression shorts.
But they're a little. They modify. There's a little hole for air in there. But like, yeah, for the most part.
Probably and to use the bathroom through, right? Y'all don't do that?
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Y'all don't use the bathroom through the
hole?
What? I've never.
Wait,
I've
when
never.
You're standing at a urinal, no. You pull your boxers down?
You know how to pull them down. You pull it down in the front so you
yeah,
can.
You,
oh,
you just
never
enough
knew.
To get it out.
That's hilarious.
Hold on. So you thinking men in there?
It takes more time for that.
Hold on, you think
no,
niggas
I
ass
didn't
out?
Think
no.
Ass out. That's why I thought she was using the hole.
No, she go you that little hole that in between.
That's not for that.
So what the fuck is it for? Air? Oh,
yeah. No,
that's
literally.
Why.
No,
is that what it's for? I ain't know what it's there
no,
for.
It's literally
like, I'm not using it. Especially boxer briefs, because you gotta like you
oh,
gotta
yeah.
like peel it back and then peel it out. Then
yeah.
It's too much. It's yeah. like just
you know
if
it's not breathable, you can get infections and shit.
If you're wearing the same underwear for
no,
a while.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
wait.
That
I only wear it for like less
moisture,
than a day.
Yeah.
In the enclosed space,
yeah.
You need airs. That's why there are holes there. To kind of keep shit
flowing.
Well,
why won't get holes?
Wait, you wear boxers?
You wear cotton. You're supposed to only wear cotton underwear.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear, you're supposed to wear cotton.
You wear boxers?
No, but oh. this material has some so cotton blend. It's a blend. Mm. And then what happens is there's a hole in there. So you
It's no holes in my boxer briefs.
It has to be a hole in
the
box.
It don't have
yeah.
the flap.
In the front, it's not like a X.
Well, yeah, it is,
that's
but it's not a hole.
That's
not,
enough to
can't
get,
no air get in there.
No, that air can get through there.
I don't feel no air.
Well, you shouldn't feel
don't
air.
Stand outside.
In my drawers.
You feel air on your balls, though. Jesus. You need some, your balls need air.
All right, I'll do a test later. Not today.
You know maybe the difference tomorrow. Between air getting to your balls and air not getting to your balls because you play sports. So when you in that football uniform for that game, and when you take, you like, dog, this should need some
yeah,
air.
Yeah, I definitely know the difference when I'm wearing my compression shorts versus underwear.
Exactly, because there's no air in there. It's struggling. Touché.
You might be on something.
Yes. Listen to women, though, because women, they know all about all that, because their cotton drawers, I didn't know that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I hate, like Savage X. They'd be like, oh, this is like everyday underwear. No, it's not.
Silk and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not everyday. Like, not you sell lingerie and it's okay, but I'm not wearing that every day. Like,
so what's y'all soap? And I'm really trying to, y'all different. What kind of soap? You using regular bar still?
Yeah, I use Dove.
Bar?
Yeah.
So you in the, all in the rag?
Yeah.
Or you?
No, I use the rag with Dove. And
no,
then,
no, I'm saying how you doing it with the rag, though. Is the rag open and you rubbing? Or you put it in, rinse it with the water, and you don't see it. I'm like, I'm a hidden guy. If I got a bar, I'm hidden. I'm not showing it.
Oh, no. It's showing.
I use a bar. It's so long.
Yeah, I use a bar. And then I do
some. Why are you using a bar? You live in belief in. Why?
I like it.
What about the bar soap? Why you got to use bar soap?
I just prefer it. I don't know.
It gets you clean. It gets you the cleanest, though.
The shower gels be having all the fragrances and stuff. I don't need that in my private. So I use the bar, and then I do some Dr. Bronner's with the exfoliating towel.
Oh, shit.
Not exfoliating.
Oh, you be giving yourself spa treatment.
Well, you got an exfoliating towel?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, when you get out?
No, I use it in the shower.
So you put the soap on an exfoliating towel?
Yeah, and then scrub.
Huh. So Sherelle has this great bath scrub. I don't think I'm supposed to use it. If she listens, she'll find out. Dog, I'm like. She ain't buying me none of this. It had like micro.
Oh, nah, Bree shit in the shower. I'm like, yo, they spent a lot of money in there. I was like, geez.
I was tingling. I was like, nah, shit, I was tingling. This is amazing. This is why you feel so good and so soft. But I didn't get softer, though. It didn't work.
You didn't. You probably got to use it regularly.
Yeah, I just be trying to steal it.
I'm intrigued about this exfoliating towel, though.
Yeah, I'm trying
you
to
wanna
get
see
that. Probably feels good.
Yeah, you had to put that in the group.
Hold on, let me see.
Will it work the same with a regular rag?
You don't, you use it.
I mean, with soap. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I said it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
Huh. So you're using Dove soap?
I have Dove for Men gel right now.
Okay, good.
But I really prefer the Bath & Body Works, and they have a sale now.
Oh, Bath & Body Works.
For $6, so I just bought a bunch. But they're too expensive regularly.
Dove is the best soap, hands down.
Dove for Men? Or the
Dove in general. They have the best soap because it's not harsh.
Yeah.
So really like, this is the glove version because I had the gloves too.
Oh.
But they have gloves and they have just a towel.
That shit probably feel amazing.
I just get those drops from the dollar store. They just as brittle.
Yeah, but that's why I have.
No, I'm saying like literally just gloves from the dollar store. Yeah. Not like even the exfoliator.
Ew, yo.
Surround me in there like this.
Ew, yo. Ew.
Anyway, so yeah, I have gloves and the towel because I, of course, I change it out just like my washcloth. Probably right. More.
That reminds me because I seen, I don't know what it's called, but the thing is, it's like it looked like that, but it's not a glove. It's a circle. It's a bunch of little prickly things.
That's how my wife
slap it on the wall. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try.
So my wife upgraded me.
Slap it only one.
Before I met her, I was changing out my towel once a week. Mm-hmm. I knew she says that's kind of dirty. I said, it really? Is? See, that's what
once
I
a week is dirty.
That's what I thought. She said.
How
she said, every two washes.
I know somebody that does every day, but I'm like, I don't have enough washcloths.
Dog, every two. So I'd be like, dog.
That's excessive. I'm probably nasty as fuck. What's the
yeah, I'm probably no. I'm probably nasty as fuck because 1 week is. I'm
like, I'm even. You said about 2. You said it's about 3 weeks.
So wait,
I be forgetting how long sometimes. Like,
if you changing that washcloth every other day, how often do you wash your sheets?
I'm changing it. John.
Oh, the sheets get washed every week.
Okay. I'm more of an every other week with the sheets.
I don't wash.
It depends on what I did.
I didn't know. I was like, she said, hey, did you use that towel like 2 days ago? I said, yeah.
Oh, the towel too?
Oh, no, my God.
So
the towel and the washcloth.
No.
The towel, you clean when you...
What?
Oh, I was talking about the towel.
So hold the up. Towel is every wash 2 days and washcloth every use? Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's every what I'm saying. I don't got enough day. For that, and I'm not buying
dog,
enough for that.
We go through
some that's a lot of laundry.
Yo, I toss them every. This is a week is a bitch. It's high as a bitch.
I never understood why people towel piles be so high.
That's why.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm like, wow, I am a dirty nigga.
All my life, I'm like, so... Did my parents not teach me hygiene, or did you?
No, I have one of my line sisters does every day, but I always told her that was crazy.
You never met nobody every day with the washcloths?
I haven't. No, I used to, nobody told me until now.
When we was younger, yo, we that washcloth, yo, that joint,
until
week and a half.
I'm about to say until it stinks. when you get in the shower, when you smell like, gotta let that one go.
When somebody said, I'm like, oh, every.
Well,
day.
I started Lupus for a little while because I'm like, all right, they last for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I just go get another dollar one real quick.
Every couple weeks, you get another loofah. Yeah, yeah.
But wait, so wait. Wash gloves every day, towels every 2. Wash gloves every towel, towels every 2. But then you use loofahs for weeks?
I don't use loofahs.
Okay. No, I was about to say.
I had one. As soon as she wrote, she said those told too many germs.
Yeah, it holds a lot of bacteria.
She washed our dish rags once a week. She's not playing.
That's a lot. I don't even wash dishes that much.
We wash dishes a lot.
But I use my dishwasher. So.
Yeah, we wash dishes a lot.
Yo, you every wash? Y'all every changing wash rags?
But how often do you have to buy? Because I feel like the more you wash them, like the faster
they
get.
We have a lot of washcloths.
See, yeah, no.
I'm we not have our towels rolled up, so I count about 20. 20 towels. Mm-mm.
It's 20 towels for 3 people.
I don't even like rolling shit up to
he's oh, not even in the mix yet.
Oh, wait. He got his own shit.
Oh, yeah. He not what I was
saying. He got little baby towels.
Yeah, he got his own shit. He got his washcloths are stacked. Yo, his towels are stacked.
Every time I learn something else, I realize why he's so swaggy, yo.
His mom.
I realize it. Because I told you he's the most swaggy baby ever, and I get it now. Right. I get it.
Oh, nah.
He got was born into this.
Yes.
Like. Coconut oil.
It chose him.
Mm-hmm. He got his own toothpaste.
Yeah, every day is wild.
You gonna do the same with your kids though?
Not kids. Every day towels.
I'm about to say.
So I've been trying.
I don't do that. So why would I do that?
So what I've been trying to do is like I've been trying to like get a couple of days out, so I've been hanging on the back of the door and drying them off. So I'm like, I ain't doing this every day. Cause these towels, I'm like, God dang, yo, he
the towel you clean when you do it. As long as you hang it up and it ain't balled up and it dries properly, I would think you can get
towel every day, buddy.
A couple of them.
Nah,
damn.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I do kind of, and I know I'm probably not gonna go through this, but I like the idea of cloth diapers. But
I call it bullshit.
I'm probably not gonna go through it because I don't even wash my own towels that much.
One
so
no
me.
Padding.
I bullshit. Yeah.
Is that how that? Cause I just think cloth. I think of old school, right?
So yeah. Cloth
this
diapers.
This is the cloth that you they probably got like snaps and stuff on mm-hmm. them. But
right. Mm-hmm. So imagine a blowout bin in there. And you got to rinse it out of the sink because you can't mm-hmm. just throw it in the wash.
Right.
Because you got to get the shit out, literally.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
See, dispose me.
Give me. Dispose what are the brands?
Yeah.
Give me whatever that is.
Pampers.
Yeah. Give me Pampers. Shit. Pampers is the brand?
Yeah.
Pampers.
But everybody calls diapers Pampers.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's like Kleenex and tissues.
Crazy.
Kleenex is a brand, yeah. But everybody say Kleenex.
It's like Band-Aid. Wow. Band-Aid is a brand. Right. It's just an adhesive strip.
Right. But that's good,
good branding.
Yeah. Shit. It's good and bad because they're called, then you call different brands the same brand. And it's like, no, that's not our shit.
Right. Clorox is just a disinfectant.
Right.
But people think Clorox is only
all
bleach.
Of them.
But some people,
yeah.
Most people only buy Clorox.
Only buy Clorox.
Mm-hmm. Even though Clorox.
I saw it do the same thing.
Yeah. Mr. All of them.
Mr. Clean.
The Target brand.
Even Fabuloso, to be honest. Like, is the same
Fabuloso
stuff.
Is fine.
Oh, people judge Fabuloso, guys.
Why?
People think
Fabuloso. I judge the people that boil it. That's so, what I judge.
Wait, you boil it?
Some people do boil it.
No, I never
that's
heard
that's what
that.
I judge. I feel like you're
am
getting
I
toxins.
Clean? Yo. Am I?
So, we bought Fabuloso at the crib, and I came home with a big jug, because I cleaned the bathroom. So, I came home with a big jug of Fabuloso, who was at the apartment. She was like, what? I said, what's wrong with Fabuloso?
No.
She was like, it's like, it was nothing better, like Mr. Clean, like something that's not as hard. I'm like, duh, I thought Fabuloso was the shit.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it until you boil it. That's where it crossed the line for me. Because I feel like you're breathing in the toxins.
Apparently, it can cleanse, people say it cleanses the air. People boil Lysol.
You boiling in your insides with them toxins. Like, you're not supposed to lick that stuff.
Basically, it's meth.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you boiling it? Like, read the directions. Probably say don't inhale.
Cleaning product?
Yeah.
It's crystal meth.
I thought y'all were joking. This is serious.
No,
people actually
do Lysol. People will boil bleach.
Yes.
And literally, let's say.
Boil bleach?
Oh, yes. Hell yes. You never heard about the girls taking baths with bleach?
Oh, yeah, that shit. Mm-mm.
Hold on. You never heard about girls. Taking baths with bleach?
No, why?
Go on Twitter and look up.
Maybe this is why I'm not
or
on.
Or that's like some people clean their greens with bleach.
Not did ass.
I thought I seen that on.
That's
Instagram
so real.
And I was like,
so 2 caps of bleach in their bath water is girls that women that swear by it.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't want bleach to touch me.
Right.
Don't bleach my skin. Don't bleach nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even I be using it and something get on my finger and I smell it. And I be like, God damn, you cannot get that smell off.
You be in there scrubbing your skin.
People like smelling like that?
I see what bleach done to
my shit. They feel like because it cleaned their stuff, it's going to clean them.
That ass.
What about soap?
Yo, niggas soap don't ain't like, strong enough.
Oh my god! So I mean, you're dirty. You
to me, if yo. If you got to use bleach, you dirty.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have had to use bleach. But yeah. Anyway,
I agree.
People really put bleach in their bath water though.
Why? I mean, I know why. I know. You already told me why, but yeah. I still don't understand. Yeah. Why.
I just can't see how that doesn't affect your pH balance.
It has to. It has to.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Now people live crazy. Like, you don't even know, bro.
Scrubbing with bleach. Oh my god. Yeah.
I didn't know y'all was that. So I don't ask about socks. Even crazy. Oh.
People clown me on my socks because my socks be holy as I don't know. My whole heel be out.
Why? Why are you living like that?
Cause it's like I don't wear them that often, so
I think I just don't like buying shit.
Yo, why? Because y'all buy other stuff. You buy a car. Like,
I'm
what
just
do you cheap. Mean?
I don't
you
buy cars. Crazy? I never bought a car.
And something even see okay. Something even more funny sense. About me, right? Like I have new socks sitting in there the pack, with in my old chilling. Socks.
My dad does.
And you still go and for the
like,
old socks?
And I will go for my old socks forever. And it's like I don't want to mess up my new socks.
That is,
but then it'll be like 6 months, and it's like, why haven't I worn it?
That's black. People. That's black people, yo. Because this is our makeup.
I'm just cheap, like, and then like when people be like, don't you need socks and underwear for Christmas? Like, no, give me something better.
Right. I can buy it when I need it.
Right.
That's not something. I'm good.
Yo, I get it when I need it.
You probably won't buy my brand, so like I'm
good. I'm not brand specific, but yeah.
You will get brand. So hold on, you change it. Same, so for example, I wore the socks today. I gotta take these off. I can't wear socks more than one day in a row.
Oh yeah, no, that's I mean that's like wearing underwear too. I'm sorry.
did I sweat too much?
You know, like I don't really.
So wait, so you go now, like out and about all day, and
if
then
I'm out and about, if I
after
and
we'll workout, you gotta get
yeah those. After workout for sure.
Got
yeah.
If I'm out and about all day, yes.
Okay.
But if I'm sitting in the house all day, I take my socks off and I go upstairs, go to bed, and then come back when I'm ready to go back down to work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I might throw the same fire.
Yeah. Because if I'm running out and I'm like, oh, it's socks on my floor, I'm just gonna throw these back on. I'm not gonna be out all day. So then it's like, it's no point in getting a fresh pair.
You're not shower before bed people though.
I shower whenever I shower. That's I shower I, after I work out pretty
what
much.
What does that mean?
I have no, I don't like, have I, a don't, set time.
Every day when you get up.
Huh?
Every day when you get up.
No.
No.
Because I don't leave the house. So for what?
I still have to shower every day I get up.
No. Because like if I don't go anywhere during the day, then it's after I work out. If I'm going somewhere, then it's in the morning before I go. I it don't matter what time of day.
So this is a conversation. Y'all heard about B. Simone and her showers?
Yeah.
And she said she showers once a week.
She said twice, but yeah.
Twice a week. How you feel about a woman shower?
I don't think she was serious, but also, well, this is not her lifestyle. I know people that work from home that are like that. And I'm like, well, at least other people don't have to smell you. Her, she be outside, so she's lying. Like, she's not telling the truth at all. She did that to get y'all to buy her stuff. Because even when she was in the shower, her whole shower caddy was empty. I'm like, she did that on purpose. Because what's the point of a shower caddy if it's going to be empty? At least hang a washcloth on it. Like,
y'all do the gritty in y'all spare time?
No.
I tried it. It didn't work.
You want to do it on TikTok?
Yeah,
I'm bad. I'm horrible. I can't dance for shit, yo.
I like the gritty.
I be trying. I be trying, and I be like, I be thinking I have more rhythm than I do, and then I try to do it. I be like, I feel like I'm a white man.
Hold on. So you don't think you can dance?
The only time I can dance is when I'm drunk. I don't know where the rhythm comes from.
From the ancestors.
That's where. It's buried in there, but
So you, but the two-step, you can do that. You know how to do the podcast strut, right?
No.
I think you can
I tried that. I haven't tried it when I was drunk.
Did you do it outside or
no.
You did it at home?
No, at home. This is all in my walls.
So, all right, hold on.
You don't need other people seeing it.
So break it down. You're doing a podcast strut where in your house? We've been in your house. Like, where are you doing it at? how's it looking?
In my little closet room. It looks bad.
So
yo.
By yourself, you just turn
the hold on. Brie not there either. She don't even know this. So if she listen to this, she's going to be the first time. I'm bad.
So you went in there, you're like, let me try this shit out. So you got
you
the
like, let me see if I got
so
it.
So you tucked the Bluetooth speakers in. Let's go for it. Connected it. All right, podcast.
It was already connected. So usually, if I'm in the house by myself, I'm turning the speaker on and getting a shower. All
right, so you turn the Bluetooth speaker on, you sit it down, like, all right, let me try this. And then the song come on, do you just first the first step. Like, when did you
gotta see, like, do I actually notice?
Yeah, whatever, like, you're thinking about, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, I promise you.
You gotta practice, so then when you go outside, you don't look crazy.
So mirror, no mirror.
Oh, fuck the mirror. No.
Really? Yeah. How you know you're doing
so
it?
What because move, I just know. What move made you realize, like, I know. I didn't have it. Like, what move made you be like, oh.
You know, I can do a two-step, but then it's like the slide. The slide be like, you fucking me up. The slide fucks me up. And then the little part at the end where they do the.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, that's the easiest part.
So, how did I. So, some of the time when people say they be cheating, I'm like, how do you get that shit up? Like,
no.
They, how can I get away from my wife?
I don't know even where they were, but on maybe.
Vacation? What do you think you'll say to Bree?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what
I'm packing my bags.
They, like, probably can get away with. Because they're news anchors. They could probably get away with, oh, we're filming.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because Cheryl ain't buying none of that. What?
Because, like, we don't have jobs where we travel for work.
Oh,
so,
got it.
So
we're
going
to the Caymans.
We would have to do something like, oh, it's a guy's trip or something. And then the guys would have to actually, like, go. Like, we couldn't just be like, oh, I'm going.
So what's the code? I know the bro code for that. What's the woman code, for example? See, y'all help each other cheat and do stuff.
Some
like
women
that?
Do, yeah.
Okay, so like
some women will be like, oh, if he asked me where I was at, tell him I was with you, something like that.
So the one time I had, the closest I got to a situation where I had to, like, kind of lie for somebody was in high school, not high school, it was after high school. But he could hoop his ass off too. He called him, but his girl.
Somebody had to go for him.
Yeah, his girl was cool with Sherelle, who was cool with me. So what happened was he. Was messing around with another friend in our friend group.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew it, but it was kind of like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's
But nevertheless, he told her that he was with me and he was at my house.
Mm.
And then she called and said, is he over there? I said, yeah.
Oh, man.
Come to find out, she found out he wasn't because he kind of got caught cheating or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you don't lie. You would lie for you. She was on the phone. I remember she was saying, you lying for him? Would you lie for him? I said, no, I'm not lying for him. He said he was here. Because he told me he was here.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
So she was
don't put me in this. This
is like, she wasn't talking to me for a minute. I mean, we had made up because she was just like, I just don't understand. Like, you're my friend. I said, but he's my friend, dude.
But you chose sides.
But he's a nigga. So I got to, like, it's broke. Like, what was I supposed to do?
So would
situation?
You do that again today?
Today? No. Today, I think as you get older, you should protect the people around you that they don't never have to lie for you.
Nah, at this point, we married. They, like, got kids. Yeah.
In my house,
don't put me in this, bro. Don't put me in this. We all got too much shit to lose.
Hell no.
Yo, it's like,
dog, what? Yo, no, don't tell me.
Don't tell me. You do your thing, bro, but don't tell me.
So what if he does tell you?
I act like I don't know.
Yeah, that's me. I still didn't hear
it. It's not my I'm sorry. I maybe this is toxic.
But do you not see that as a character flaw in your friend? Like, if they can lie to their partner or their wife or their spouse or whoever, then
who
they can lie to you.
Who am I to judge that?
I'm not saying that you're, but you don't think that they can then lie to you?
No, I think my job is, okay. But what I will say is my job and responsibility is when it's in front of me to address it and give the advice and not condone it.
Right.
I'm not going to say, oh, yeah. Like, nah. It's like, dog, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
But what if you're one of your friends is a habitual cheater? You know it. You checked them about it.
If I know that, I'm like, yo, why are you in a relationship, bro?
Right.
That's just get out of the fucking relationship, yo. You don't need to be in a relationship.
Right.
Because obviously you don't want to be. Right. So don't be.
Right.
You are not forced to be in a relationship.
Right.
Like, I had a situation where somebody that was related to me, it was a guy he was talking to, and he was basically playing her. And he was telling me, and I'm just like, dog, you can't do that.
Right.
Like, you can't do that. Don't hurt her. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to do that, just say it. Because sometimes people with the shits. Sometimes people sneak in, and some people be like, that's not a big deal. I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't like people getting hurt because that heartbreak is real.
Yeah.
Heartbreak is really real, and I don't like people to be subject to it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's an awkward place. So it's like people always say what they're going to do until they met with it.
Yeah.
I think
everybody got a plan until you got slapped in the face.
Yeah.
That's what Tyson said.
But because a friend of mine was cheating on his partner, and I continue every time he said something about it, I kept checking on it, so he just stopped telling me.
So what do? Go, you jump over and go talk to the partner and be like, hey.
Well, no, I didn't know the partner, so
but
if I did,
even if you do, right?
I would.
That's
Like, don't have a baby.
When is it mind your business?
Never if you're my friend. Because then if you can lie, if this is the person that you've chosen to spend the rest of your life with, and you can manipulate, lie, and deceive them, what you going to do to me? You've pledged your life to this person. You ain't pledged your life to me.
We're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah, because
so you could probably do so much worse to me.
You're right. I do believe in minding my business.
Nah.
Because I think once you get into relationship affairs, so the thing about getting in people's relationship affairs, marital affairs, boyfriend-girlfriend affairs is you ain't going to be there for the resolution. So therefore, you might be carrying it like it's a problem, but they might have kissed and made up. Or that person might have accepted that flaw of that person.
And that's fine.
And now you're judging them because of the flaw they accepted.
I'm not judging them, though. It's hard not. If it's accepted in their relationship, then it's not cheating.
But then again, to me. But then why they got to... And then there's somebody else is in your relationship telling you what's acceptable. Because now at that point, I say you go to your homegirl and be like, look, he's cheating on you. That's our friend, but he's my friend too. I know he's cheating on you. And she'd be like, okay, why are you telling me that?
Then I won't tell you no more. Fine. We moved on.
You don't move on from that.
I would.
It's not that simple.
Because clearly you actually found an open relationship, whether or not you want to admit it. And I'm okay with that. I understand that terminology. So fine. Bye. Like, I'm not going to tell you no more.
What did she say?
I'm a high-five the nigga. Like, oh, she fine. Like, I'm going to move on.
it's a difficult. And I understand. I guess, because people always, the thing is, they say cheating is a character flaw.
Yeah.
It's not actually cheating. It's a character flaw, which I get. I don't condone cheating. But I do believe in minding my business. Like, I don't know when.
That's all I'm saying. In a romantic relationship, everybody got
But my thing is, especially if you done got me friends with your partner, it's now my business. You done involved me in this.
See, that's what a woman.
But that's why I say I don't want to know. That's exactly what I said.
It's like, don't keep me out of it, because I do like minding my business. Like, I would keep saying that, like, I don't want to be, because you're now dragged into their relationship.
No, I was just about to say, but then they drag your reputation down too, though.
Yeah.
So now, like,
right, because then your partner like, found out they cheated.
Like, yeah, like, wait a minute, I ain't got nothing to do with that nigga on that.
You know, that he didn't tell you. You like, right. You like, God.
And it's like, oh wow, so you kept this from me too, bet. So we not really friends.
Right. So it's just a trickle down effect.
Right.
I'm Mario Juanes with it.
Which is why, if you know, say something to the person that's doing it.
What did the good brother Mario want to say?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. If you're playing me, just keep it on the
Well, even if we tell him, like you said, even if we tell him, like, yo, you ain't shit, yo, stop.
Right. And if they don't, I would have to distance myself. Like, all right, I don't want to be around you no more.
That's
because now you're going to be out and, you know, trying to get women. I don't need to be
that's
around that.
That's why I don't need. That's why I don't need new friends. I don't need new friends. Yeah,
entering into new relationships, you got to be like, I don't know your skeleton.
Yeah,
you
I know nothing about you. I know what my niggas doing.
Yeah,
you don't know if all of a sudden you're at the bar, somebody come. You like, right. You got beef with these people? Like, who you know, who likes you, who don't?
Right. Yeah.
What's your credit score? Like, it's a lot.
What's your credit score?
Check your friend's credit score. It'll tell you a lot about them.
You think?
I know.
I don't think so, because credit score is such a like creative evil.
Responsibility. I'm sorry.
Can it be?
What about the people who got it back in college?
That's fine. Explain that.
But you don't have. You're not responsible in college. Like what?
No, I'm saying, but that makes sense. I'll see you're aging.
Okay.
But last week wasn't.
But everybody wasn't taught like good financial
education is easy to get.
Is it? Yes, but discipline is hard to learn.
Okay, I got you. I agree with you on that.
So what? Even though you know, like, okay, these things. Like, for example, I pay for everything on my credit card. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Every single thing, credit card. The only thing that I can't pay for on my credit card is BG&E, so it come out of my bank account. But that's it. Everything else is on my credit card. I don't even touch.
I hate that.
I know. I don't even touch my debit card. So I tell people, I'm like, this helps my credit, blah, blah. And people be like, I know that. But I'm not disciplined enough. I'm going to let my credit card get up to 10 stacks, and I don't want it to do that. So they don't want to put everything on their credit card. Cool, I respect that. I'm not going to judge them because they know they're not disciplined enough to do
that's
that.
True.
Like,
but I wonder, this is, we can table this, is it? I do wonder if people feel as though to keep up with their friends and keep up with people at a different place in their life. Because at a certain point in life, you start to only have friends that's in your tax bracket.
I agree with that to an extent.
Nah, I know it. Because after a while, when we play, or go, when I say play, that's a sexual terminology. No. When we do things, it's at a certain level now.
And now I'm just going to pay for my friends that can't afford it.
Oh, wow.
That's why I said to a certain extent. Well, not a bunch of them, like one or two. I did by mistake.
Got my bill. I was like, what the fuck? I paid it, but goddamn.
I don't like, especially if I have a friend group and one person is like financially struggling right now, I don't want them to ever feel like they're being left out because they are financially not the same place as us. That's not fair to me. So I'm going to be like, nigga, you come in and we going to take care of it. So whether we splitting it all amongst us or I'm covering it, like, don't worry about it.
Sadly enough, that's one of the things that black people we got to do better at. We actually start to do classism once we get money. Whereas though, even other races of people don't do that.
What you mean?
Once we get money, we only want to be around people that got money. That's actually...
Because I actually spend less money when I'm around broke people, so I'm fine with it.
I was just thinking that. Like, I prefer that because I know I ain't got to do much.
When I'm with the niggas that got money, cheap, they like round
go,
on me.
Yeah,
like,
if we go somewhere cheap, and they say round, look, $5, so I'm like... That's when I get in trouble, because I'm like, $5 bet! Everybody, let's go! Rounds, everybody.
Right. So I'd rather go to the cheap places.
Right. No, really.
That compliment is wild. Like, I don't know how to take that. Yeah, I like being with the cheap niggas. I got paid, but it's like, oh, but you calling them a cheap nigga? Like, it's like weird. Like, what are you?
All right, well,
cheap is the wrong terminology because I'm cheap. We just proved that by the socks. I'm a cheap person.
Yeah, y'all cheap in weird ways.
I'm selectively cheap.
Buy better drugs.
So being cheap to me is not like down talking to anybody because I'm cheap too. I'm just cheap in different areas. Right. I buy $100 bottle of liquor. But you will never see me buy, like, spend that much on drugs.
But you there
drugs?
In your
like,
Crocs with the holy socks.
I don't wear Crocs, but yeah.
Socks don't make you feel as good as that $100 bottle,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly. I enjoy the bottle so much more than
the
socks.
We're talking priorities. Yeah, what the fuck?
And everybody's priorities is different.
Socks
okay.
ain't yours.
No, at all. I walk around barefoot 90% of the time. I don't need socks. I only put on socks to leave the house and go to the gym.
She does have nice.
I do think
we're gonna talk about elitism in black community. That's gonna be on the next docket.
Okay.
Amongst our friend groups, because as you achieve, so for example, if I become CEO of a Fortune 500 company,
oh yeah, you gotta hire me.
I gotta hire you, yeah. Or I gotta figure out how I can get you where I am. I don't want to leave you as a friend just because you don't make as much money as me. I think that's
I mean, that shouldn't be.
It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot, especially amongst black people, because we ain't never had nothing. We act like when we get money,
right?
That we ain't never had nothing. Rather than saying, all right, if I am going to run this Fortune 500 company, maybe I get a side business, I'll hire you to run that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's ways you can make people, empower people that may not have the same, when I say intelligence, everybody's not as intelligent.
Right.
Some people are doers, some people are task driven. So it's okay
levels to intelligence.
It's levels to intelligence. Yeah. I don't know what level I'm on. But
I don't consider myself intelligent.
Me either.
We could talk about that another day.
Okay. And most people that book smart don't consider themselves intelligent.
I'm not book smart.
You got through the books.
I got through school.
Right.
That's the books.
No.
No, I got through school.
C's get degrees.
Anyway. That's another episode of My Sister the Views. Be there, be square. See you guys later.
And record at Baltimore Podcast Studios.